college basketball on the Barber Ford pregame show. This evening from the Van Ord Arena in Grand Rapids, Michigan, it's the Hope College Flying Dutchman taking on the Cornerstone University in the championship game of the Grand Rapids Sports Hall of Fame Classic. Hello, everybody. I'm Adam Prince along with Ron Weatherby. Coach Matt Neal's Flying Dutchman gave him a 69-67 victory on the coach's 53rd birthday last night against Aquinas. Sophomore Ben Gardner hit a go-ahead layup with 6 seconds left to steal the Dutchman's first victory of the 2013-2014 season. Gardner led the Flying Dutchman in points with 18, rebounds with 9, and assists with 5. Three other Dutchmen scored in double figures as well as senior Nate Van Arendock with 10, junior Corey McMahon with 11, and sophomore Brock Benson with 11. Hope's opponent this evening is Cornerstone University. The Golden Eagles are led by head coach Kim Alders, who is in his 21st season at Cornerstone. The Golden Eagles improved their record to 6-2 on the season after a rout of host Calvin last evening, 85-66. The Golden Eagles jumped out to a 48-33 halftime lead and cruised to victory behind 25 points from senior Wes Leonard and 20 points from sophomore Ben Lanning. The pregame show is brought to you by Barber Ford, and we remind you that all Hope games are streaming on 92.7thevan.com. Later in the pregame show, Ron will talk to coach Tom Davilar, and we'll have the starting lineup brought to you by Lighthouse Title Group in Holland. Tell your realtor or mortgage representative you want to close at Lighthouse Title on East 16th Street in Holland. And the tip-off is brought to you by Hank's Auto Service on Van Omen Drive. For the best automotive service, go to Hank's Auto Service. Let's take a break. You're listening to Hope College Basketball, 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com.
Well, good evening, Coach, and it's nice that you're over here smiling today after that victory last night. That's a good way to get that first win.
Yeah, it always goes a little bit better when things end up your way. You know, we were fortunate last night. Aquinas battled hard. We did, too. It wasn't a pretty game at all. At times, it's kind of a tough game to play, to coach, officiate when the ball's not going to the basket on either end. And fortunately, we got it to go in when it counted down the stretch and ended up with a couple more points than they did on the scoreboard.
Well, this is a good ball club out there. They're picked number 3 in the Wolverine Hoosier Conference, and they're going to go on. They're going to win some ball games. They took care of Calvin in good shape last night.
Well, they've already won 6 games, and so that's twice as many as we've played. So they're very good. I saw them lose a tough game like we had with Aquinas against Davenport in their league already a couple weeks ago. Very good Davenport team, but you know, for them to come in here last night, and I don't think anybody can appreciate it more than Hope and Hope fans, and hang up 48 points on Calvin in the first half, and win a game where Calvin really, really was never able to get back into it, was very, very impressive. And I was talking to Coach Elders and his staff briefly before the game, and said, man, it gives me a little hope if we play Calvin, but it doesn't give me much peace of mind coming into the game against Cornerstone. They're a veteran team. Got guys that can shoot it. They out-rebounded Calvin, which is no small task. So very, very impressive performance last night by the Golden Eagles.
Well, I noticed I picked up my card out here and looked at it. Boy, there's a lot of familiar names on that ball club. Allen was around out there for a lot of years. Wes Hudson, you know, he goes way back. I remember coaching against his grandfather in baseball. So that's how far back I go with him. And so, you know, those two guys right there to start with are good ball players.
Well, you know, they are out there on the perimeter, and then Ty Mason and Lanning, who transferred from Grand Valley, is giving them a post presence and a guy that could step out and shoot it. Jake Plights, been a good, solid player from Sparta for him. You know, it's what makes this tournament a lot of fun is a lot of these kids know each other, having played with or against each other in high school, AAU ball and so forth for a lot of years. You know, some of these kids that we've recruited and gone, they've gone out of the places and vice versa. So it's always good. It's always good competition. You know, I certainly would say we're in the role of the underdog after watching the performances last night, but that doesn't mean anything, but it's a great opportunity for us tonight.
Well, I have people asking me the exact opposite question that they used to always ask. How come Hope and Calvin don't end up playing each other? Because, you know, in a tournament, they should play each other. Well, I know why, but explain it your way.
Well, it's a classic now because Hope and Calvin don't necessarily relish the opportunity to play each other again. We already scheduled 2 and more than likely 3 games a year in the MIAA tournament and then maybe a possible NCAA tournament. There was a year when we did play him in this tournament and five times in a year, and that's way too much. Whether you're winning or losing a rivalry, you're getting five. Can you imagine five Michigan Ohio State football games during a season? I mean, you know, basketball is different. I realize it's interesting that with this tournament, and including if you took last night's results, very few times in the tournament have both Hope or both Calvin won or lost the same on Friday night's games. So if this were strictly a tournament, you know, this would be maybe called the championship game because these are the two teams that won last night. So, you know, I don't know. I don't know how to explain it, but we like the competition the way it is here on Thanksgiving weekend, and we know the task that we have ahead of us against Cornerstone tonight.
And the same thing is true next week when we have the tournament with the CCIW. CCIW teams are both in the same conference as our Cornerstone and Aquinas. So, you know, it makes sense to me to not play each other, you know, several times like you're talking about.
Yeah, fans might like it, but really, players and coaches, enough is enough. And so we have, you know, these opportunities. The unique thing this year is that we're here two weekends in a row to play. So we'll have played four games on this court before we play one game on the DeVos Fieldhouse floor. So, you know, I guess we better get comfortable with this. And, you know, we got one last night. We're going to have to work awfully hard to get one here tonight.
Well, that, you know, that gives us some comfort when we play Calvin a little bit. You have some idea about the floor.
Maybe yes, maybe no. We'll see. That doesn't happen for a while. That's a long ways in the future. But right now our task is Cornerstone, and it's a significant one tonight.
Well, what do you expect from Cornerstone out there? Feed the big men on the inside?
Well, we're going to try. I thought they did a real good job of defending Calvin's big guys last night. You know, both teams are teams that like transition, like you get up and down the floor. So you'd expect maybe a little higher scoring game. You know, quite honestly, right now, I don't know that we're capable of scoring at a high clip. We're trying to get familiar with each other and so on. We've got to find a way to be able to defend and rebound. You know, and last night Calvin couldn't do it. You know, they were good, and they've been good in an offensive machine. So you got to find a way to defend and rebound tonight, keep the game close, and then, like we did last night, figure out something down the stretch that works.
Well, we've been rebounding pretty well throughout the season so far. You know, we're not blowing people out, but
yes and no. I think we've got to be better. I think this is a team that needs everybody to rebound. Ben Gardner got some rebounds from the point guard position last night. We need our wing guys to be better rebounders, to help out our bigs, because you know, it's just one of those years where we can't rely on one or two guys to get the rebounds. It's got to be a corporate five guys coming off the bench to do that. And I would say that we've got a lot of room for improvement in a lot of areas, including rebounding.
Well, what about Cornerstone out there? What do you expect from them?
Well, Wes Hudson, it kind of starts with him on the offensive end. He's very good in transition. He likes to take the ball to the basket maybe a little bit more now with the rules favoring guys to go to the basket, get to the free throw line. He's an excellent free throw shooter. He likes to pull it up and shoot it from three. He can do that, especially in transition. But it's not a one-man show. You know, Jake White can get going. Ben Lanning, post presence there. You know, they have a well-balanced team, and they're averaging in the 80s. And, you know, it's going to be up to us to find a way to slow them down. So hopefully we can do that and talk about that after the game. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Coach. And Coach Davilar coming over for his pregame talk. And we'll talk to Coach again after the ball game when we see how this one comes out.
Let's send it back to the studio, Ron, for this two-minute break. You're listening to Hope College Basketball on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7theban.com. Welcome back to the Barber Ford pregame show and Hope College Basketball here on 92.7 The Van, where Hope College is looking to take on Cornerstone in what will technically, and well, untechnically, be the championship game of this tournament, the Hall of Fame Classic. Hope College ended up defeating Aquinas last night for their victory, and Cornerstone ended up defeating Calvin. So technically the two teams are playing, the two winners of last night's game are playing for the champ type. Tongue twister, they're not playing for a championship, but they are kind of unofficially playing for the championship. Coach Neal has won this tournament unofficially two of the last 3 years, Ron, and he's looking to coach his third victory of this unofficially of this tournament.
Well, this would be a big win for the Flying Dutchman. This is a good Cornerstone ball club. They've got some senior leadership on this ball club. When you have Wes Hudson, Anthony Allen at the guards out there, two local players that I know quite well from doing high school ball games. Both of them excellent ball players. And then you throw in the transfer from Grand Valley that has helped this ball club with some height. And he's 6'8". And so you keep going like this, and this is a good ball club. They're a member of the WHAC, which is the Wyoming Hoosier Athletic Conference. And there are 12 teams in this conference. And the teams go like this: Siena Heights, Indiana Tech, Michigan, Dearborn, Concordia, Loras, Mary Grove, Northwest Ohio, Davenport, Lawrence Tech, Madonna, Cornerstone, and Aquinas. So they divide them into two different groups, and then they have their playoff that some of the other big leagues do, the same type of thing.
Well, it'll be kind of interesting. I'm not sure how the tournament's going to work out for next year, but that last year it was at Hope College, this year it's at Calvin, so I'm going to guess next year is either going to be at Aquinas or at Cornerstone, or possibly back at Hope. I'm not really sure. I know that next year we'll be making the trip out to Carthage for the tournament that would be for next weekend, which will feature Carthage and Wheaton. The Flying Dutchman will be here at the Van Noort Arena for that. Kind of interesting how that worked out. Last year we had all the home tournaments, and this year it seems like all the tournaments are here at Calvin.
Well, they knew that we're going to have a lot of snow this winter, and they wanted us traveling in the snow a little bit this year rather than having it easy last year when they're traveling without much snow.
Well, you can say that, but if you go outside right now, all the snow is melting. And it was a gorgeous day. I got out of the vehicle here at the Van Noort, and I was like, wow, it's nice out. I checked the temperature, and it's 46 degrees. Boy, it would have been nice if we walked out of the arena last week in Wisconsin, and it was like 4 degrees. So it's a heat wave going on here in December. Let's take a look at the Anchored in Hope during the 2013-2014 MIAA basketball season. Hope College is teaming up with 92.7thevan.com to provide the most comprehensive athletic coverage in the region. Go to 92.7thevan.com for our Anchored in Hope section. On this section, you'll find pre- and post-game articles. You'll find video highlights each Monday following the coaches' luncheon. That will start in January, after the MIAA season starts for the men. There will also be audio podcasts of all Hope College football games from this past season and basketball games, live audio streams of all over-the-air Hope College broadcasts, photos from games and events, and other showcasings from around Hope College. That's Anchored in Hope at 92.7thevan.com. We're only minutes away from the start of this game. Ron, personally, how do you think this game is going to go for Hope College? This is a really tough test after watching what Cornerstone was able to do versus Calvin last evening.
Well, they're going to have to be physical on the boards. As Coach Dave said, we've got to rebound better. We have been doing a pretty good job, I think, of rebounding the ball. We've been ahead of most of the teams that we've played on the boards, and tonight's going to have to be that way as well. But you have a little more competition because you have two of the starters for the Golden Eagles, one at 6'8", Ben Lanning, a transfer from Grand Valley, and the other one from Sparta, 6'7", senior Jake Polite. So you have a senior out there along with a sophomore doing the rebounding primarily for the Golden Hawks. And Hope College has their big men, too. They've got Nate Van Arendonk at the center position, who's 6'10", and then you come quite frequently with Brock Benson, and Benson 6'8", and then you throw in a 6'7" by Stivey, and he has pretty good height on the part of the Hope College Flying Dutchman. Little twist of the tongue there, you know. You
have West Ottawa on your mind.
Well, I've seen Wes Hudson play against West Ottawa and Holland Christian and a few other ball clubs when he was in high school.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see this. The Hope College big men did it. Fairly decent job staying out of foul trouble last night. Nate Van Arendonk had four fouls and was on the bench for a majority of the second half, but played the last 4 minutes of the game and was very solid. If he can stay out of foul trouble, I think the Hope College might have a pretty decent chance of winning this game this evening. Well, we're just about set here for the national anthem, excuse me, so let's pause for it. And that was the national anthem. Now, for the starting lineup, which is presented by Lighthouse Title Group in Holland, tell your realtor or mortgage representative you want to close at Lighthouse Title on East 16th Street in Holland. And for the starting lineup, here's Ron Weatherby.
Well, thank you, Adam. And for the Hope College Flying Dutchman, under the direction of Matt Neal, the starters are the same that they have been throughout the season. At the forwards, it'll be Corey McMahon, a 6'1" junior from Glenville, Illinois. At the other forward, it'll be Harrison Blackley, a 6'6" freshman from Canton, Ohio. At center, Nate Van Arendonk, a 6'10" senior from Grand Haven. And at the guards, Alec Edson, a 6'2" sophomore out of Grand Haven, along with Ben Gardner, a 6' sophomore from Carmel, Indiana. Last night for the Flying Dutchman, it was Van Arendonk along with Gardner leading the Flying Dutchman to that win. For Kim Elders in his 21st season at Cornerstone University, at the forwards, it'll be Ty Mason, a 6'2" junior from Comstock Park. The other forward, Jake Polite, a 6'7" senior from Sparta. The center is Ben Lanning, a 6'8" sophomore out of Granville by way of Grand Valley State. And at the guards, it'll be Anthony Allen, a 5'6" senior from Hudsonville. And his partner is Wes Hudson, a 6' senior from Wayland. Hudson leading the way for the Golden Hawks with 25 points last night. Lanning with 20 and Polite with 13. So their three big guys have all collected a lot of points against the Knights in last night's victory.
A lot of these guys know each other, very familiar with each other. I saw Anthony Allen talking to both Nate Van Arendonk and a couple of the other, and Grant Neal before the game. So these guys are all pretty familiar with each other and a pretty familiar lineup between the two teams.
Well, they played against each other in high school, many of them, and got to know each other, and they have your AAU ball clubs around while they're in high school, and many of them played in the same AAU ball club. And so they're familiar with each other. They smile a little bit, and they like going against each other. You know, it's a little bit more competitive that way when you have somebody you know, and, hey, I got to beat him, you know, in a one-on-one situation.
It's kind of interesting that school playing against each other, and then you another 4 years of college going against each other. So it's an eight-year thing. It's almost like family in a little bit, you know, nudging each other.
So the Flying Dutchman with their blue uniforms with the orange numeral. Cornerstone is in white tonight, and they have their blue numerals.
And we're ready for the opening tip-off, which is presented by Hank's Auto Service on Van Oman Drive. For the best automotive service, go to Hank's Auto Service. And for the call of the action, here's Ron Weatherby.
So it'll be Lanning going against Van Arendonk. The tip up in the air, controlled by the Flying Dutchman. Gardner with the basketball. Over to Blackledge. Edson at the left wing, out in front to Gardner. Gardner works one-on-one on the outside. Allen's on him. They give Edson at the top of the key. Over to Gardner, left wing. Gardner takes a look inside. Can't get anybody open. To Blackledge in the corner. Cross-court pass to Gardner. Slips through his hands, but he gets it. Edson on the outside, 8 on the shot clock. Edson drives, feeds off Harrison. His shot is good. So the Flying Dutchman, after a nice setup pass by Gardner, Blackledge makes the bucket. 2-0, Flying Dutchman with the lead. Corner, pass underneath, goes to Langley. Back outside to Mason. His drive, his shot is good. Started in the corner, and Mason drove that baseline, put it off the window and in. We're tied at 2. We're just underway here at the Benor. Edson on the outside gives it up to McMahon. Underneath they go to Blackledge. He's cut off underneath by Lanning. Outside Gardner. His shot is short. Rebound comes to Allen. Allen at the top of the key goes right side to Hudson. Hudson on the baseline, kicks it back on the outside. Lanning sets up, didn't take the shot. Over to Allen. Allen changes his mind. Right side, right wing, and Pike, or Polite rather, is open. And he puts a three down. Jake Polite, the 6'7 senior from Sparta, and a foul. There, check it out. There, something with the clock. The clock didn't start immediately when he toss the ball in, so we'll try it again. The ball into Gardner. Gardner to Blackledge, over to Edson. Edson cross court, Van Aaron dunk. He tried to slam dunk and a foul. Didn't go in. Foul's going to go against Polite, his first. And Van Aaron dunk will step to the line. Flying Dutchman trailing 5-2. This is the second game of the Hall of Fame tournament for the Flying Dutchman and the Golden Eagles. Free throw, bounds around, and bounds around some more, and finally drops in. 5-3, Cornerstone with the lead. Van Aaron dunk shooting the second of the pair. Takes his time, puts eyes it, has it hit the back of the iron, Polite with a rebound. To Allen. Allen into the corner. They go to Mason. Mason's drive. This one does not go in. Rebound comes to Edson. Over to Gardner. Gardner up high to Blackledge on the left wing to Edson. Back to Gardner. Gardner inside McMahon. McMahon right wing. Down low to Blackledge. Blackledge with his back to the basket. Works hard. Gets a shot up and partially blocked by Polite. Taken down by Allen. Fast break, and it is going to be Lanning that's at the end of that fast break for an easy two. 7-3, Golden Eagles with the lead. Gardner on the outside to Van Aaron dunk. Over to right wing, Edson. Back to Gardner. Blackledge for two. No good. Rebound. Fought for in the corner. The Eagles come out without it. Over to Allen. Allen all the way, feeds left side, gives it up to Hudson. Underneath Allen, his shot. Down and good. That one by Polite, rather. So a timeout is taken on the court. Hope trails 9-3, and the Dutchman want to talk it over.
This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. Hope College having a little bit of issues of rebounding. They're being out-rebounded to start this game. 4-1 by Cornerstone. Cornerstone also doing a lot better job getting some easy layups, and they are 4-for-5 from the field for 80%. That's compared to Hope College, who are 1-for-4 for 25% from the field. I was going to mention this when Van Arendock went to the line. He was perfect at the line before he went to the line, so he missed that one. I didn't want to be the reason to jinx him on that one after he made the first one, so he is 5-for-6 from the free throw line to start this season.
So inbounding the ball is Edson to Gardner. They put a little pressure, they being the Golden Eagles. Allen is right in Gardner's face. They want him all over Gardner. As they want somebody to harass him all the time, putting the pressure on, hoping he turns it over. Inside of an Aaron Dock, who puts it on the kick, turns around to the left hand and puts it off the window and in. 9-5, Golden Eagles on top. Into the corner as substitute Alec Lyle is in the ball game. Lanning for three, no good. Rebound bounces way out, picked up by Van Aaron Dock to Gardner. Gardner hands it off to Edson out front, top of the key to Van Aaron Dock. McMahon underneath, his shot is blocked. And no foul. I don't know what happened.
They called the jump ball, which was interesting. And the ball was blocked, and McMahon held on to the ball after it was blocked, and he came down, and they called the jump ball. So, interesting call.
Corey Cox into the ball game, along with Michael McLendon. McLandon with the basketball all the way around the edge. Shot up, good. So McLandon makes his presence felt. 11-5. Golden Eagles with the lead. Gardner all the way, took it himself and put it high off the glass. Had it slide in. 11-7. Golden Eagles with the lead. And the foul is going to go against Van Arendonk. So Lenning made the fake like he was going to shoot and then drove against Van Arendonk. Van Arendonk picks up the foul, so the Eagles will have the basketball. Into the corner. McMahon trying to guard on the outside.
Oh. You're going to get McMahon? Nope. They're going to get Blackledge for that one.
So Blackledge picks up the foul. My view is obstructed several times out here with an official and Coach Neal standing right in our path. Jumper from the corner. That's good. Nice shot by Hudson. That puts it 13-7 in favor of Cornerstone. Van Arendonk to Edson. Back to Gardner. Gardner with the ball above his head. Long three by McMahon is no good. And Lanning is all by himself with the rebound. Fast break. Missing the shot at the end of that fast break was Corey Cox. Rebound comes to the Flying Dutchman. McMahon at the left wing. Holds the ball above his head. Gets it out front to Edson. Edson over to Gardner at the left wing. Gardner fakes a three inside to Blackledge. Blackledge in the paint. Back to Gardner. Gardner makes a move. Spins around. Fires away. Got it. Nice left-handed jumper by Gardner as he drove down the paint. On the outside, McLangland to Lanning. Lanning's at the top of the key. Gives it off to Cox. Cox over to Lyle. Lyle drives left side of the paint. Has his shot rejected by Van Arendonk. It's picked up by McLangland. McLangland into the corner. Cox for three. 16-9. Cornerstone with the lead. 14-11 left in this first half. Blackledge underneath to Edson. Edson feeds it off. Right under the basket is Van Arendonk. He's able to reach around, put it up, and put it in. Quickly, the Eagles come with a fast break. Gardner steals the basketball. Coast to coast, all the way, travels with it. Puts a shot in, but it's not going to count. He got the traveling call. Substitutes coming in for the Flying Dutchman. Brock Benson will come in for Hope. Grant Neal comes in.
And Sam Otto.
So the Golden Eagles with the basketball, leading 16-11, 13-47 left in this first half. On the right side for the Eagles, shot taken, that's in by Mason. 18-11, Cornerstone on top. Van Arendonk right at the top of the key. Gives it to Neal. Neal works his way around the right side. Outside to Benson. Benson back to Otto. Over to Neal. Everybody fakes a little shot. Nobody takes it. Underneath Van Arendonk. His hook shot rolls in. 18-13. Hope trails. On the outside is Mason. Same drive underneath. Tries to kick it out. Throws it right to Van Arendonk. To Neal. Over to Gardner. Gardner all the way. Off the window and in. Good fast break for the Flying Dutchman. 18-15. On the outside to Pepper. Hands it off to Cox. Cox on the left side to Hudson. Hudson has ball almost taken away. Out in front they go to McLangland. Around the right side. Good ball movement on the part of Cornerstone to Cox. His shot no good. Out of bounds, and it's going to stay with Cornerstone underneath their own basket. Anthony Allen comes back in, replacing McLangland for the Golden Eagles. And Cornerstone setting it up underneath their own basket. Little bounce pass to Allen. Allen drives to the top of the key, gives it on the right side to Mason, and threw his hand, took his eye off the ball, and looked at the basket, seeing if he could drive or not, and the ball slipped through his fingers. Substitute getting ready to come in for a Cornerstone. Polite comes back in. So a couple of starters back in for a Cornerstone. Gardner with the basketball in the backcourt. Takes his time to Benson. Over to Otto. Underneath Neal. Neal fakes. Gives it back to Benson. To Gardner. Gardner on the right wing. Benson at the top of the key. Left side Neal. He puts up a three. It hits. No good. Rebound to Blake. Quickly up the court. Mason puts a shot. Oh. Rejected by Van Arendonk. Saved by Gardner. But right into the hands of one of the Cornerstone players. two blocks now by Van Arendonk for the Flying Dutchman. Allen on the right side gives the basketball up to Hudson. Over to Polite. Polite in the paint. Left wing to Pepper. Pepper shot good. Pepper is a 6'7 junior out of Wayland for the Golden Eagles. 20-15. Golden Eagles with the lead. On the right wing is Otto. Back out in front to Gardner. Gardner slows it down inside to Benson, who is down low. Looks, fires it up on top. Otto for the jumper. No good. Tip up in the air by Van Arendonk is good. So Van Arendonk really making his presence felt in this run by the Flying Dutchman. 20-17. Eagles with the lead. Left side to Pepper. Back around. They go on the outside into the hands of Hudson. Hudson all the way, and a foul is going to go. And it's going to be Benson who gets the foul. Denham comes in. Stivey in for the Flying Dutchman. Cox back in along with Lanning for the Golden Eagles. Hudson gets his first break of the ball game. So Mason will inbound the basketball. Alley-oops it on the inside to Polite. Polite goes down, and Sivey is going to get the foul. I think Polite tripped more over his own feet than he did the Polite's, but the official saw it the other way around. So Cornerstone will have it at side court. And the official bounced past it to Polite. He dropped it. Now they have to do it again. Allen with the basketball, right side to Polite. Drives into the paint, takes it all the way, fires it toward the hoop, no good. Ball gets away from Lanning. Denning picks it up. Denham all the way on the outside. Otto for three. Yes! Sam Otto, the 6'3 sophomore out of Wheaton, Illinois, ties it at 20 for the Flying Dutchman. On the outside is Allen. Little bounce pass to Mason. Underneath the basket by Polite. Driving down the hoop and getting the bucket is Cox as he broke down the paint. Got the nice feed and put the two in. 22-20, Cornerstone up by two. Stivey left wing to Otto. Back out in front, Denham. Denham looks to the inside, gets it into Neal. Corner for Otto. His shot misses. Rebound tipped around, picked up by Mason. Takes a look down the court and hands it back to Allen. Allen brings it up. Allen breaks for the hole and puts it up, and the foul is going to go against Denham. So it'll be Anthony Allen. Allen's not a very big kid. He's out of Hudson, though. He's a senior. But he runs 5'6". So he's right now by far the smallest guy on the court.
That was Hope's 15th foul. Cornerstone only has one team foul so far halfway through this first half.
So the free throw was good by Allen. Second one. This one hits the front of the iron. No good. Neal with the rebound for the Flying Dutchman. Over to Denham. Ahead to Stivey. Stivey under the hoop. Turns around. Fires a shot. No good. Tipped by Benson. Benson gets a rebound. Rejected underneath. And a foul. I think it's Flight that rejected it. And he's the one that's going to get the foul. So Brock Benson will go to the bench with a free throw line. A couple of guys off the bench come to the scorer's table.
That was Polite's second foul, so he has the only two fouls for Cornerstone.
This one is down and good by Benson. McMahon comes back in along with Edson for the Flying Dutchman.
To replace Grant Neal and Sam Otto, who make their way to the bench.
Benson has the second free one. This one hits the back of the iron. No good. Stivey tips it up in the air. Loose basketball. Picked up by Denham. Over to Edson for three. Got it! Oh, Edson with a nice line drive that time. Drained the three from the right wing. 9:19 left in the first half. 24-23. Flying Dutchman on top. Allen around the right side. Switches. Goes left with the left hand. All the way around the edge. Takes it underneath the bucket. Feeds it out to Cox. His shot good. 25-24, the Golden Eagles retake the lead. To Denham. Denham around the edge. To Edson. Edson looks inside. Can't get it there. Back to Denham. Denham takes a look. McMahon breaks across. Doesn't get the basketball. Denham around the right side. Into the corner. Stivey back out to Denham. Out front. Edson to McMahon at the left wing. McMahon to Benson. Benson in the paint. Hands it off Stivey. He shot his block. Picked up Edson. Puts it up. No good. Partially blocked. Stivey outside McMahon as the buzzer goes off for the shot clock. And Cornerstone's going to get the basketball. Wasn't that they didn't get a shot. They got several of them, but nothing hit the rim. Lanning inside to Allen. Back to Lanning on the outside. Hope defense pretty tight right now. Denham is on Allen. Allen spins around, feeds on the right side to Lyle. Lyle cross court to Lanning. Lanning works against Stivey. Puts a shot up off the window. No good. Loose rebound. Comes to Cornerstone. Hudson fires a three that bounced hard. And Benson tries to get the rebound. Has it with only one hand. Slips away from him out of bounds and will go to the Golden Eagles. So Cornerstone will have the basketball. As Van Arendonk and Gardner get ready to come back in for the Flying Dutchman. 8 minutes left in this first half. 25-24. Cornerstone with the lead. Hudson will inbound the ball. Gets it to the inside. Pepper over to Lanning. Lanning's way outside with the basketball. Into the hands of Hudson around the outside. He drives. It's knocked down. Ball picked up by Gardner on the fast break. Back to McMahon. He fires a jump shot. That's no good. Stanley with a rebound and a left-hand layup. Good move by the freshman underneath for 2 points for the Flying Dutchman. And they retake the lead, 26-25. And Elders takes a quick timeout for his Golden Eagles.
This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. We'd like to remind you that Zeeland West is in the state finals this evening. You can catch all that coverage starting at 7:30 on, 7:10 on WHTC.com and on 1450 AM. Greg Chandler and Gary Stevens will have the call of the action. The game will start at 7:30. Pre-game show starts at 7:10. So immediately following this game, you can switch over from the van and switch over to 1450 WHTC for that game. Right now, Hope College has a 6-25 lead on Cornerstone with 7:40 left here in the first half.
Flying Dutchman playing probably their best basketball of the season in the last 5 minutes here in this first half. Cornerstone with a basketball. Works it around the edge. McClanglin with the ball above his head. Goes cross court. Gives it up to Pepper. Shot taken. No good. McMahon with the rebound. To Gardner. Gardner will walk it up for Hope. Hope with a 1-point lead. 26-25. And away from the ball, the foul is going to go. And it's going to go against McMahon. And he may be having a...
Whoa, are they getting him as a flagrant?
Yes. This was away from the basketball, the opposite side. So it's going to send Hudson to the line for the Golden Eagles. The official comes over, explains it to Coach Neal as Hudson drops in the first. Ties it up at 26 apiece. This happened way away from the basketball. The basketball was on the left side as Hudson drops in two. And Cornerstone will get the basketball. And this happened over on the right side of the basket.
I didn't catch it, did you?
Didn't see it at all. No.
I don't think Coach Neal saw it either. I think that's why he was getting an explanation.
So the Golden Eagles have the basketball, but Langland with the basketball. They work it around to Pepper. Back to McClanglin. McClanglin just takes his time. Directs a little traffic. Moves in. Backs it out. Just holds it. Gardner's way off him. Feeds it inside to Pepper. Has the ball knocked out of his hands. Picked up by McLanglin. His underhand shot, no good. Rebound Lanning, and he takes a couple of guys with him as he has muscles it up for a shot. No good with the shot, but a foul.
And that's been Arendoch's second foul.
As Benson gets ready to come back in. Lanning with the free throw. That's good. Benson back in, replacing Van Arendonk. Lanning will have the second of the pair. 28-26, cornerstone. Good with the second. 29-26, cornerstone up by three. Gardner for the Flying Dutchman. Left side, Stivey over to McMahon. Back out in front to Gardner. Gardner waits. Edson breaks through the middle, gets a pass, goes to the right wing to McMahon up on top of the key. Hudson cross court to Gardner. Back to McMahon, out front to Stivey. Stivey drives and he's called for traveling. Blacklich comes back in for the Flying Dutchman. Mason along with Cox back in for cornerstone. So cornerstone will have the basketball. McLanglin at the point. Starts his drive in. Little pass. Gets it to Cox. Cox waits for Hudson. Hudson drives down the paint. Underhand. Scoop shot. No good. Benson rips it off the board. To Gardner. Gardner baseline shot. Puts it up. Misses. Tipped in by Benson. I don't believe it's going to count. I think there's going to be a foul call prior to that tip. And the foul's going to go against Ty Mason. So Gardner will go to the line and have to make his bucket from the free throw line. He can still get the same 2 points.
Gardner is shooting 72% from the line this season.
He's waiting now for the official to bring the basketball to him, and he finally does. Gardner, lefty, from the free throw line, hits the back of the iron and misses. What did you say about jinxing somebody?
72%. Just over making a 7 out of 10.
Second one for Gardner. This one's good. 29-27, cornerstone. Full court pressure now with the Flying Dutchman. McLanglin's double team gets it over to Cox. Cox ahead to Hudson. Hudson on the right side to Mason. Back around the horn to McLanglin. McLanglin goes right side all the way in the paint. Feeds it out Mason. Mason takes it to the wing. Puts on a burst of speed. Can't break the defense. Back out front to McLanglin. He throws a shot off balance. Tip is up in the air. No good by Cox. And the rebound comes to Hope. On the run, McMahon on the left side, Blackledge out front, over to Edson, Gardner. Gardner down the paint, has his shot knocked up against the glass, picked up by McLanglin, over to Mason. Mason on the break, no good with the shot. Edson with the rebound, and we run the other way. Gardner in the opposite end, has his shot blocked out of bounds. Action, fast and furious. Hope fans wanted a foul on that one. Trying to get it in is Blackledge. Into the corner to McMahon. Underneath to Benson. Cross court. Edson for three. No. In and out of the basket. Blackledge with the rebound. Kicks it back out in front to Gardner. Gardner with a jumper. Has it knocked right back at him by Cox. McLanglin for the Golden Eagles. Outside to Hudson. Cross court to Cox, into the hands of Mason. Mason to the top of the key to Hudson, his shot in and out of the basket. Gardner's right there for the rebound. Gardner slows it down, gives it to Blackledge, over to Edson on the left wing. Right side McMahon, back out in front to Blackledge, and reaching in the middle, he got the ball to Brock Benson, and the foul is going to go against Justin Pepper. Subs coming in for Hope is Grant Neal comes back in along with Sam Otto and Stivey. Cody Stivey. Neal will inbound it. Gets it to Otto. He puts a shot up. Got it. We're tied at 29. 4:19 left in the first half. McClanlin, a freshman out of Forest Hills Northern, for the Golden Eagles. Over to Hudson. Hudson baseline, puts up a reverse layup, misses, and a foul underneath. And it's going to go against Stivey.
And that'll be Stivey's second foul, Ron.
Hudson will be at the line. First one is good. Allen comes back into the ball game for the Golden Eagles. Hudson with the second one. Got it. So Hudson with two. Blackledge comes back in. Stivey out. For Hope. And the full court pressure now by the Eagles. They have a chance to set it up. Hope gets it into Gardner. Gardner works one-on-one. Everybody else backs off. Across the timeline. Over on the right side to Neal. Underneath Otto. Otto. Little jumper is good. Worked well under the basket. We're tied at 31. Hudson into the corner. Shot taken. No good. Rebound by Benson. All the way. Otto. His shot is blocked by Lanning. Out of bounds. I think it's going to belong to Hope. Lanning hustled back. Got the block, but knocked it out of bounds. Grant Neal into Blackledge. Blackledge, left side of the lane. Gets it to Benson. Benson kind of holds the ball above his head underneath Blackledge. Fakes once, twice, forces it up. No good. Rebound comes to Mason. Long pass. Hudson. Oh. His underhand scoop is good. Oh. Long pass quickly the other way. Neal gives it to Otto. Otto hits it. Sam Otto on a streak for the Flying Dutchman as they take a 34-33 lead. Allen kicks it back out to Cox. Underneath they go, and again it's Hudson with a reverse layup. 35-34. Cornerstrom on top, 2:48 left in the first half. Ball is thrown away by Gardner. Picked up Lanning. Over to Allen. Back out in front. Shot taken. No good. Rebound underneath, and it's going to belong to the Golden Eagles. So they'll set it up. Mason steps out. He'll inbound the ball to the left of basket for the Golden Eagles. Takes a look around. Waits. Hudson breaks open in the corner. Says, I'll try a three from here. This one's no good. Gardner goes high and gets the rebound. Brings it back quickly for Hope. To Otto, to Blackledge. Back to Otto, his shot. In and out of the basket. Rebound. Benson puts it back up and in. 36-35. Hope with the lead. Allen on the outside, right wing to Hudson. Hudson gets it back outside to Cox. Into Allen's hand. He slows it down to Hudson as he drives through the paint. Puts it up, no good. Lanning tips it up, puts it in. I'm guessing it's going to count. It is. And it's going to go against Gardner. So the Eagles will have an opportunity to retake the lead as Lanning steps to the line for the Golden Eagles. 1:57 left in this first half. Interesting basketball game for those of you who like a nice fast-paced game. Free throw is good, and a timeout is called by Cornerstone with 1:57 left in the half, leading 38-36.
This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. For most part of this first half, the Flying Dutchmen have done a good job at keeping Wes Hudson under wraps. He only had 6 points up until a little stretch here where he knocked down a couple buckets. Now he is at 10 points. We watched Sam Otto last year do a very good job, Ron, playing for the JVs. He was a very solid player, and I think it's the first time this season he's really showing that shot that he had while at the junior varsity last year.
Well, it takes a while to kind of get that shot under control, I guess, when you're first starting out again another season. But these guys play all summer, and I'm sure they go by streaks. You know, they feel it some ball games they don't. And right now, Otto was on a little run, and that helped Flying Dutchman catch up and take the lead at that point. But the Golden Eagles hang right with the Flying Dutchman. Whenever they get the lead, it's usually countered by a basket from Cornerstone.
Well, Cornerstone, reason they won last night's game is because they were lights out from three-point land last night, and that's how they were able to beat Calvin. Tonight, they're nowhere near that amount here in the first half. They're only 2 of 8 from three-point land. They've only made 25% of their three-pointers.
So Hope will have the basketball underneath their own basket. As Neal gets it into Benson. Back to Gardner, over to Benson. Ahead to Neal. Neal sees a little opening to the baseline. Little jumper off the window, no good. Tip up in the air, Benson, no good. Rebound comes to Hudson. Allen walks it up as they set up the basketball. Both teams like to run, and this has been a fast-paced ball game. Brock got away with one there as he reached in, knocked the ball away from Lanning. Back out in front to Allen. Little bounce pass to Mason. Mason move underneath. His shot misses, gets his own rebound. Takes it back out. 5 on the shot clock. They give it to Lanning. He moves in. No good. Rebound by Blackley. So Gardner, with 1 minute left in this first half, trailing by 2 with the basketball, gives it up to Blackledge. Looks to Benson, can't get it down low. They double-team Benson, back to Blackledge. To Otto. Otto tries to get loose for the three-pointer. Neal. Baseline, Blackledge. Blackledge looks, feeds it to Benson between two guys, and a little push as Benson went down. And a little contact was made underneath, says the official. So Hope is going to get the basketball underneath their own basket.
Ben Lanning picked up the foul on that one. That was his first.
In pass to Benson. Back to Gardner. New shot clock. Over to Neal at the left wing. Corner, Blackledge. Over to Otto. Back out in front to Gardner. Gardner directs a little traffic. Starts to work out there, puts a shot up. This one rolls around and drops in. We're tied at 38. 19 seconds left. Cornerstone will go for the last shot here. Trying to take a lead going in at halftime. 10. Allen just kind of stands, gets a screen on the outside, takes it around, kicks it into the corner. Runner put up, no good by Mason. And a foul as he tried to tip it up.
It's going to be on Harrison Blackledge.
So with no time left on the clock, the officials discussing out here whether it happened before the clock ran out. No, horn went off. So the horn is usually later than what the time will show. You have a fraction of a second. They're going to put 2/10 of a second on the clock to make it look good. So it goes on the clock. We're tied at 38. Mason at the line can break this tie. And he does. 39-38, Cornerstone. Mason has a second, and he's got it. 40-38, Cornerstone by 2. 2/10 of a second left. The end pass gets to Otto, and that they can't take a shot. Hope doesn't have the time. And the Golden Eagles go in at the half, leading the Flying Dutchman by a score of 40-38.
It's time for the Mike's Mobile Halftime Show on 92.7 The Van. But first, let's send it back to the studio for this two-minute break. You're listening to Hope College Basketball on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com.
College in downtown Holland.
Welcome back to the Mike's Mobile Halftime Show on 92.7 The Van, where Hope College and Cornerstone are dueling it out here at the Van Noort Arena in Grand Rapids. Cornerstone has a 40-38 lead in the first half. Let's take a look at team statistics first for Cornerstone College. They are shooting 37% from the field, 14 of 37, 2 for 8 from three-point land, and doing a pretty good job from the free throw line. They're 10 for 11 for 90%. They have 21 rebounds, 10 offensive, 11 defensive. They turned over the ball only three times. Their largest lead was 7 points. Hope College, the Flying Dutchman, are 16 of 37 from the field, so they're actually shooting a better percentage than Cornerstone, shooting 43% to Cornerstone's 38. Three-point land, they are 37.5%, 3 of 8. They are only 50% from the line, taking almost half as many free throws as Cornerstone. They only shot 50% from the line. And they hold the rebounding edge over Cornerstone with 26 boards to Cornerstone's 21. They have 12 offensive boards, 14 defensive boards. And they have turned over the ball five times. They had their largest lead was 2 points, which was right at the very beginning of the game. But that doesn't explain everything because the score was tied six different times and the lead changed nine different times. Taking a look at individual statistics, first for Cornerstone College, they are led by their leading scorer, Wes Hudson, who had 10 points in the first half along with three rebounds and